Imagine a workplace where startup energy never fades, where small teams accomplish in weeks what entire departments struggle to do in months, where customers are genuinely delighted, not just satisfied. This isn't fantasy. It's the promise of radical management. When Ed Scanlon of Total Attorneys noticed his three-person team accomplishing more in 45 days than entire departments did in 6 months, he broke down departmental silos in favor of small, cross-functional teams with client-focused cycles. The results were transformative. Radical management isn't just another business fad. It's a fundamental reimagining of how work gets done. It creates environments where innovation thrives naturally, where employees find deep satisfaction, and where clients experience genuine delight. While traditional management consistently fails to deliver these outcomes despite decades of trying, radical management makes them the natural result of how work is organized. Companies from Apple to Zappos have embraced these principles, creating workplaces that simultaneously nurture human potential and deliver exceptional business results. Today's workplaces are quietly dying. Despite smart people working hard, results satisfy no one. Consider Paul rushing through book summaries under crushing quotas, Alan seeing no meaningful difference after 10 years at a global audit firm, or Natalie's capable software team remaining unproductive because the organization can't decide what it wants. These aren't isolated cases, but symptoms of a fundamental problem. Traditional management, with its hierarchies, command and control structures, and competition through economies of scale, is failing in today's environment. This system created a 50-fold increase in worker productivity during the 20th century. So, what changed? Four major shifts have rendered traditional management dysfunctional. Work has shifted from repetitive tasks to knowledge work requiring genuine engagement. Power has shifted from sellers to buyers. Productivity gains from treating work as manipulable things have largely run their course. And organizations now need workforce commitment, yet only 1 in 5 global workers is fully engaged. The crisis has reached alarming proportions. U.S. companies face steep declines in return on assets, with economies of scale evaporating. Despite intensifying competition, productivity gains mostly benefit customers rather than companies. Executive turnover has accelerated, while established firms create almost no new jobs as startups generate millions. Radical management represents a fundamentally different approach to organizing work, one that pulls apart traditional practices and reassembles them to create continuous innovation and client delight. At its core are 7 interconnected principles that transform how organizations operate. The first principle, focusing work on delighting clients, recognizes that producing goods or making money are means, not ends. When Taylor's management principle severed workers' connection with customers by treating them as labor units, it fostered the misguided notion that business exists to produce things rather than delight customers. Companies like American Express, Apple, and Zappos now use the Net Promoter Score to measure customer delight as the strongest predictor of growth. The second principle, doing work through self-organizing teams, acknowledges that client delight requires continuous innovation, which these teams are uniquely positioned to generate. King Henry II discovered in 1154, when establishing jury trials, that diverse groups often make better decisions than experts on complex problems. Scott Page's research confirms that cognitively diverse groups outperform like-minded experts because they see issues through different lenses and identify false assumptions. Self-organizing teams work in client-driven iterations, completing tasks in short time slices to deliver value. Delighting clients requires successive approximations with continuous feedback. Taiichi Ono revolutionized Toyota after observing American supermarkets' pull approach, where customers took exactly what they needed. Understanding workflow is crucial for effective delivery. Like highways jamming above 80% capacity, workplaces suffer similar congestion when overloaded. Bjorn Granvik found limiting work in progress to 3 major projects and 3 small tasks significantly increased productivity and client satisfaction. Traditional management often fails at quick value delivery by focusing on metrics rather than understanding needs. Organizations prioritizing time to value typically achieve both greater responsiveness and lower costs, as faster delivery naturally requires streamlined processes, fewer handoffs, and eliminated waste. In traditional management hierarchies, truth often yields to power. Hans Christian Andersen's The Emperor's New Clothes illustrates how hierarchies perpetuate obvious falsehoods. Radical transparency doesn't demand complete honesty about everything, just openness about work impediments. Toyota exemplifies creating a context for continuous self-improvement. At their Kentucky factory, when a group leader scratched paint while installing wheel liners, he pulled the Andon cord to report his mistake. Instead of punishment, he received coaching, with colleagues later applauding his honesty. Taiichi Ono discovered fixing problems immediately was far less costly than allowing them to persist. He empowered workers to halt production upon spotting defects and fostered a culture where they felt comfortable doing so. Despite these advantages, fewer than 1% of companies successfully adopt Toyota's approach. Many executives understand the engineering practices, but miss Toyota's fundamental philosophy built on continuous improvement and respect for people. Interactive communication recognizes that managers must operate in 3 worlds: market pricing, authority ranking, and social norms, while eliciting creativity. Like a first date ruined by offering money or asserting authority, workplace relationships require careful navigation to maintain the gift economy where innovation thrives. Radical management shifts from "I'll tell you what to do and pay you for it" to "let's build something together." This approach breeds connections through authentic narratives and genuine conversations, creating psychological safety for team members to share ideas freely. Successful radical managers are effective storytellers who use personal narratives to create memorable learning moments. They speak to team members as equals, asking, "What do you think?" rather than giving directives, allowing solutions to emerge from collective intelligence rather than being imposed from above. Why do so many people accept unproductive, spirit-crushing management practices? Radical change isn't an 8-step, top-down rollout, but an organic process respecting everyone involved. At Total Attorneys, CEO Ed Scanlon initiated change through conversations about cross-functional teams, letting evolution occur naturally. After 3 months, employees found greater ownership in their work. At Standard & Poor's, Jorah Gill introduced iterative approaches gradually with small proof-of-concept projects. Salesforce.com transformed their entire organization in just 3 months, achieving remarkable results. 94% more features released, 38% more features per developer, and 500% more customer value delivered. Have you noticed how often laughter erupts among radical management practitioners? Despite periods of intense concentration, humor remains a consistent bonding element, contrasting with traditional management seriousness where jokes about hierarchy aren't tolerated. Radical management principles are simple to understand but challenging to implement. People excel when working for themselves while delighting others. Short cycles with transparency solve problems, foster innovation, and meet client needs. Traditional corporations, despite their imposing appearance, are declining from within. Their return on assets is only a quarter of what it was decades ago, with life expectancies averaging just 20 years. The future belongs to organizations that enhance human potential, creating space for mindful living. The question isn't whether radical management will replace traditional management, but how quickly we'll embrace this inevitable transformation.